Podcast Network Asia. First MetroSec is provided this podcast as a general market commentary. Reference to any specific security, product, or entity do not constitute as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy. The statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed by the hosts are subject to change without notice, and First MetroSec is under no obligation to update, amend, change, or correct any of the statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed. The statements, comments, views, and opinions expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the view of First MetroSec. First MetroSec disclaims any liability arising from reliance on or reference to any information obtained in this podcast.
You are listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast, where we feature timely and relevant discussions on the Philippine stock market and the economy in the hope of providing you investing and trading guidance. Here's your host, Royce Aguilar, from the Research Department at First Metro Sec.
You are listening to Philippine Stock Market Weekly's Market Bites, our mini-series which strives to deliver trading and investing analysis built on our research reports. For in-depth information, you may also log in to your First MetroSec account and head to the Research tab.
Hi everyone, I'm Adele and I cover the banks and telcos for First Metro Securities Research. In this episode, let me share with you our latest company update for Globe titled Earnings Deep But Pressure Remains. In this report, we maintained our hold call for Globe with a target price of 1,830 pesos. Globe's core telco service revenues were in line with our expectations in first quarter of 2023. Mobile revenues were flat year-on-year, yet to reflect the impact of SIM card registration law, while home broadband revenues fell by 7% year-on-year amid a 33% churn in total subscribers. Despite this, Globe's EBITDA and core net earnings beat our estimates on higher-than-expected non-telco service revenues, which was up by 80% on strong results from ECPay, Yondu, and Asticom. For now, there are no changes in our estimates. In line with our expectations, we continue to see downside pressure on Globe's core telco businesses. For mobile, the tight competition and declining revenue per MB plus impact of SIM card registration. While for broadband, the churn from fixed wireless continues to outpace additions to fixed wire accounts as a segment remains tough for Globe to penetrate. Now, when do we turn bullish? While higher revenues and improved profitability of non-telco businesses are a welcome development, we would prefer to see modest growth in Globe's core telco operations. Hence, in our view, defending market share is paramount. Again, we maintain a hold on Globe with TP at 1,830 pesos. That's it for our Globe company update. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast. Don't forget to follow us to get first dibs on our new episodes. For more up-to-date market news and info, exclusive content, and the opportunity to connect with your fellow Filipino investors and traders, join facebook.com/groups/FirstMetroSec and be part of the First MetroSec family.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.